fasting go from sunset to sundown. And during that time, the Muslim people is not supposed to eat, not supposed to do anything bad or commit a sin. So we have to watch out. It's not only deprive ourselves from food, but it's also meaning that we have to do good. So during that time, we Muslims try, you know, to behave a proper way in order to know how the other people within our food feel.
What about in places like Sudan, for instance, where there are a number of protests going on? How might Ramadan play out there?
During the time of Ramadan, it's the time of peace. Like, you know, the Quran is asking us to all be peaceful. So it's a time for reflection of, you know, what happened during the whole year and how to try to convent a peaceful situation. So when we take the case of Sudan, it's probably during that time that, you know, people will restrain from sunset to sundown to protest. So probably they will try to do it after the break of fast. And also it will give more meaning to the action that they're following the religion, but they're still protesting against the discrimination and all the suffering that the other party is putting on them.
Is there a history of civil disobedience in Islam or something like these protests part of the tradition or a departure from it?
In Islam, it started from, you know, during the time of the Prophet. The Prophet himself was not really accepted when he started his preaching. So he was fighting against, you know, some of the rich family in the Saudi Arabia period of time. And the way they were protesting is through a civil disobedience, but not really by creating violence. They were just follow the right way in order to show that, okay, this religion is mean peace, but you can totally disagree with the ruling of the largest and richest family in Saudi Arabia.
Are you fasting?
Yes.